How do you keep up to date with industry software and services? With interviews and demonstrations to keep you informed and up to date, here is a great investment of your time. So be sure to catch every episode of the TechSplained series. And remember to hit like and subscribe. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the TechSplained series. We know there has been an equivalent of the Big Bang in terms of tech in our industry in this last decade. And with AI squeezing itself ever more into our lives, soon enough, we will have less to do as our AI assistants will be doing all the work for us. AI has meant that the Big Bang is switching to light speed. Not quite a sonic boom, but today we'll learn about another boom. Today, my guest will step us into the future and show us all that Boom can do. Today, my guest is Shaha from Boom. Hello, Shaha.
Hey, guys.
Hey there. How are you? How are you? Thank you very much for coming along today.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Much easier than convention. It's Zoom. Easy. I'm here.
Yes. Okay. So we're just going to go straight into it like I always do. Now, Shaha, can you tell me in one sentence or in an elevator pitch, what does Boom do?
So Boom is a modular solution that sits on top of your PMS, completing all of the minuses that your PMS had, and implementing AI workforce in order to help you with customer support, sales, and on top of that, giving a layer of business intelligence in order to create KPI to your organization.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So with this new TechSplained series, we're going to start sharing a screen and having a look at Boom in action. So from the very start, can you show us what is the process for a property manager to get started with Boom?
So to share a screen, or like we're talking about?
Well, you can tell us about the onboarding. What's involved with the onboarding? And once they're on, what does a property manager see and what can they do with Boom?
Okay, so basically we have API integrations. So let's say if you're working with Guesty or Hostaway, you will get us the API key. And once we get it, we'll upload everything to our platform. And then it depends on the solution that you pick. We will be able to give you a complete solution from owner dashboard to guest portal to task management, accounting. I will go in a second, show you basically as a solution itself. Mm-hmm. And our implementation team will help you basically push it through all of the department in your company. Mm-hmm. So finally, the financials, the operation, the communication, so all of that.
Mm-hmm. So the foundation for Boom is your PMS. It's going to pull all the property information from there, and that's going to be the start of your Boom story.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. And you are integrated with a number of PMS?
Yeah, of course. Of course. And we're working on integration as we go, like more and more are coming in.
Great. Okay. So let's say I've signed up for Boom. I'm pulling my PMS information. What do I start seeing on Boom? What can I start doing? The PMS is looking after the bookings and calendars and pricing. Do you take any of those jobs?
So I think the best way is to create visualization. So why won't we start and I will share a screen and we will be able to see everything.
Yes, why not? Go for it. Yep.
Do it. All right. Can you see my screen?
Yes.
All right. So let's say I'm a property manager. I will have my logo over here on the left corner. Mm-hmm. And I will give access to my owners, meaning the owner will be able to see their own properties. What we see over here is actually all of my properties in Design VR, but mm-hmm. that's a super account for Design VR. I also own a management company called mm-hmm. Design VR, pretty big, mm-hmm. which I'm not in any day-to-day operation over there, but more like on strategic. Mm-hmm. So let's go into a property. So let's say I'm an owner and I want to see my property. Let's go to my view basically section. So that will be the view of the owner. So when he's going into his property, he will be able to see, okay, how much he purchased it for. That's number he will put in, how much investments it was in metal, furniture, construction, all of that, his total cost, and what's the total equity in if he did a mortgage. And then he will be able to see all of the financial data, meaning cash on cash return, net operating income, how much the property have done like every month. And it's updated automatically, meaning 2024, this property on 2.47 up to this day. Mm-hmm. In matter of fact, we will be able to go and see, okay, what is my ADR, average night, occupancy level, income, how much each channel basically brought him, all of his reservation information, and even if it's a second home, he can book himself a vacation and let know the team that he is coming. Mm-hmm. You can see the level of a month, you can see it in the level of a year, really, really quickly how much the property basically have done.
Mm-hmm. Question here, question. If you don't want your owners to see all of this detail, can you turn it off?
You can turn off certain pages, but
okay.
But we be, like you can do that. In reality, I really believe in transparency. Mm-hmm. And the more transparency you have, the more trust you have.
Yeah.
But that's my philosophy on business, and I found it to be really beneficial for us in everything that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can see P&L 24/7. So you can see it in the level of a month, or you can see it in the level of a year. In the end of the year, if he wants to pull it out to his accountant, he can pull out a PDF or Excel, and you will be able to see all of the income, and you can see all of the expenses. Mm. So every expense that is happening, you can see the video of it and everything that's going on with the explanation why it was done, and the picture after, the picture before, and basically all of the story includes the prices. And then in the end of the year, the distribution in every month, how much distribution basically was sent. In matter of marketing, to see like all of the channel where the property is advertised, all of the information of the property, door codes, videos, which this one is basically being pushed to the owner portal, to the guest portal, sorry, mm-hmm. that we do also there. In matter of maintenance, every action that's happening in the house, you basically can see, and you can see who is it assigned to. Think about Monday. Basically, we created a task management like Monday, much better, but on that level. And now we are moving to operation. So now we moved into operation, and when an area manager coming to a house, he can see when the last cleaning was done, when pool was done, pest control, giving that element of control when it coming to the property. Now, what we want to create is certain amount of properties attached to somebody accountable on that. So every area manager will have in between 15 to 20 properties, or it depends on the manager to what the splits that he wants to do. And we judge them by KPI. What are the KPI? What is your expense ratio? Because in one way, you want them to keep the expense ratio low in order to make more profit. What's the review score that you get on the property? In matter, the higher the review, the more money the property will make. How many refunds and how quick you are to get to issue. Based upon that, they get bonuses. So they have visualization of their work. Over here, it's a screen that basically they're working on, meaning how many cleaning, how many maintenance mission, in matter of like how many occupied properties do they have, how many free properties, and they can see it really quickly. In matter of service call, what do they have critical and high in their territory that they should emphasize? So for example, over here, install debt marker, it's for basically insurance purposes.
Mm.
And basically, who is it assigned to? And by that, they can basically really control the property. In matter of approval, they need to approve every expense. Once they approve the expense, it's moving into accounting to payment. Why to do it? In order for them to keep control that it was done right, and in order for them also to make sure that they haven't been charged too much. and they are in control of every expense going from the property. Now we have an accounting tab. So in the accounting, for example, we take all of the bank account, we push it to us, and we do reconciliation of all of the payments, reconciliation of the reservation. And you can also do contractual payments. So if you have different bank accounts to each property, you can do with a click of a button payment, and it will pay from different property to the same contractor. In matter of CRM, we take like all of the inquiries coming in and we split it into sales and into inquiries in order to make it easier. So I can go and see what are my active leads, what do I need to do follow-ups, when do I need to do the follow-ups, and it's a unified inbox. So I can connect through here, through WhatsApp, HomeAway, VRBO, Airbnb, and all of the channels. In matter of customer support, I can see, okay, what do I have open tickets? And people that are staying in angry. So we take the conversation and we check the fun level of the conversation. And by that, we know, hey, you know what, there is a customer that basically we should touch base and see how we can make him happy. In matter
how,
of-
how do you know? How do you know that those customers aren't happy? They've sent in a complaint, there's
so
a task complain.
To... So the AI catch the complaint, understanding that there is some frustration over there.
Yeah.
And by that, we know that we need to touch it.
And it automatically registers that.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, over here, if we read all of that, we won't read all, like all of that, but you can see that all of this is like one big review. The AI basically taking the review and we are tagging it to what issue did we have. So over here, property maintenance, landscaping, pool filter, pool not clean, and basically it's taking the review and analyze it. We can give like automatically review back to and modify it if we want. And the AI also will offer a task if something needs to be done.
So just to recap on that, so AI will read your reviews and tag issues and create a task to resolve those issues all automatically.
In a second, we'll show you like in reality how it's going, but definitely. And you can do it as automatically, or you can do it as a semi-auto, meaning that somebody have to approve it. Now, in matter of reviews, we take the word of reviews, and I can cut and slice it any way I want, meaning I can say, okay, I want just like Airbnb, booking.com, how many bedrooms. And now I can see how many people left me a review, what was the review score, what is my trend, how many excellent, how many bad, how many good reviews. And now it's becoming interesting. Which properties, which review we had issue with property maintenance, which one with customer support. So let's pick property maintenance, for example. So I can see that I had 9 appliances issue, I had 9 internet issues. So let's go on to internet issue. So over here, for example, we can see that I had 6 issues, and this is a building with 10 apartments. So I know, hey, you know what? We need to do something about it because we had like so many issues with the internet. Now
so it's really drilling down into the issues from everywhere.
100%. So look at this one, and basically that's your control panel on all over your company. So I'll give you another example. So let's take, for example, cleaning. And in the cleaning, 2 seconds, the internet is a bit slow. So let's take cleaning. And let's look at cleaning scores. And let's, you know what, let's do 2023. And let's pick all of 2023. So now I can see the cleaning score by companies that servicing design VR, all of these companies servicing, and you can see the cleaning score by each company. Mm. You can see the portfolio, how it's split between the company. We can see abnormality duration by cleaner. Cleaners are taking them longer than other. We can see the score that every cleaner basically getting for his cleaning. So, you know, when you're coming to a house and like the cleaner telling you, hey, Debbie, how are you? But you don't really know if he's a good cleaner or not a good cleaner. So we do that match and creating an ability to understand basically who is good and who is not good. In matter of cleaning score, we can see the inspector that doing the cleaning with a better inspector than others. And this way, basically, I have a control panel to control everything, like meaning with answering the fastest the chat, who is my best salesperson, and so on, basically to control all over your company and seeing who is a good, doing a good job and who is not. Mm-hmm. Now, Debbie, what I want to do with you, I want to create you a reservation. Up until now, it was nice. Now I want to blow your mind a little bit.
Go on.
What we're going to do, we're going to create a reservation for you. So you will come with 5 guests. Is that okay?
Yep.
Okay. Debbie. And I need your phone number, Debbie.
Yeah, so it's plus.
All right. And don't tell anybody. I'm going to give you a special discount. We'll do it for $2,000.
I thought you were giving me a freebie.
I know, cash or credit. All right. So now we created a reservation for you. Let me know if you receive it.
Yes. Hello there.
Did you?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So let me go in. Now, hello, Debbie. You don't need to press nothing. Just basically communicate with it via WhatsApp. So you're a guest, you came to the house, and guests love to complain, right? So complain, for example, I arrived home, the kids are driving me crazy, and the pool is dirty. I can't believe I paid so much money for this trip. Now you see the AI basically starting to think.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what will happen. So you see that the service call actually have been created for the team to do it.
Oh, yes. I got an answer.
And what's the answer that you received?
Yes, I'm really sorry to hear that the pool isn't in the pristine condition it should be. Our team takes such matters seriously, and I prioritize a service call to address it immediately. Rest assured, the issue will be attended to with critical urgency. I understand how important it is for the kids to enjoy clean amenities, and I appreciate your patience while we resolve this as swiftly as possible. If there's anything else I can assist you with in the meantime, please let me know. It clocked the kids, yeah.
And what it's doing from the other end, it's created a service call and also created a follow-up, and that will be, it depends on the policy of the company. Mm-hmm. It created a follow-up in 2 hours to make sure that you are happy.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's do another thing. Do you mm-hmm. speak any other language other than English?
Un peu de français, oui. French.
Yeah. I don't speak Francais, but what I would like you to do is to write in France, like,
oh God,
you guys are so slow. The kids are driving me crazy.
Oh, I don't know if my French is that good. Hang on a second.
So just write, how do I turn on the projector?
Not TV. Can I say the Wi-Fi is broken?
No, but I want you also to show you, you can, but I want to show you like how we also attaching videos and all of that to a question.
Okay, what should I be
you
asking?
You can ask whatever you want in reality. What?
Give me a question.
How can I use a projector? But write it in French if you can.
Yeah. I had to cheat and use Google Translate.
So what it will do, we have like videos basically sitting for the house, mm-hmm. and it will be able, so it basically gave you an answer
mm-hmm.
with a video, press on the link at your end. And if you can show it to the camera, to what basically. So basically the video will show you how to use a projector from the link.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. And yeah. And you can also ask, for example, I want to do a small gathering, nothing big, 30 people, and see the what it, and we promise to be quiet. And see what the answer will be. So just to give you understanding, we take like all of the conversations that you had in the past, in the last few years, we understand your company, and by the policies of the company, the answer basically will be given. And let's see what he will come up with. And what we're doing, Till is doing it. So what we're doing in our company is building all of these agents, the customer support, the sales, dispatcher, and basically all of your workforce in order to allowing you to touch base with the client in a better way, moving the day-to-day so people can really enjoy, and the budget of the company can go into the experience of the guest and to make him as happy as we can.
Yeah.
Because of the day, well, this is why we are hosts.
Yeah. I think it might be confused because maybe my stay doesn't cover a Saturday night. I didn't put the dates in.
No, but I think it will be okay, because otherwise they will be able to give you an answer on you know what, like, you know, till Saturday or something like that. It's smart enough in order to do all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But take under consideration that it's replacing human, and a lot of time, yeah. like not that we are answering in less than a minute. If you answering less than a minute, it's a really good point. We are averaging time for the AI to answer right now.
Yeah.
It's around 30 seconds, more or less, to all of the needs, which is it's amazing time. It's amazing response time.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is basically taken over from for guest communications and staff looking after guest communications. So it's incredible that it can just do so much in terms of the task allocation, the answering according to what my message had included. Incredible.
Yeah. 100%. We are really, really happy with the results that we have.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll move on to the next part anyway, because it's all been right. Incredible so far. Yeah. Yeah, lovely. Okay. So we've touched on the owner portal. I mean, really, this is this is a macro view of your business, but it goes so deep, as we saw with the sales staff, all the individual KPIs and really zooming in. Sales staff, and with even with the reviews and the channels and the cleaners, incredible.
Thank you.
Really incredible.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh yes. Now there was something else that you had. Smart management on your website. It mentions that you do revenue management, you do pricing, but you also, in terms of when it gets quiet, you can slot in renovations, or you can suggest renovations and any maintenance issues to go in the more quiet times?
Definitely, as a business, you want to do it in the quiet time, because in the end of the day, you want to create to your owner the most money on his property. So definitely, like, you want to do it in the quiet time, in the busy time, you want to be ready and to try to be ahead of the curve in matter of to do a maintenance job, not to have a serious issue in the future. So definitely.
Yeah. So this is something that's very visual on your dashboard to see when's the right time to do it.
That still is to the operation, if to be honest. It's not through the software. It's understanding. You see when your ADR are low. And when your ADR are low and you know that by history that your occupancy is not so good, that's the time to do this kind of jobs.
Yeah, yeah. And also, do you do pricing? Or that's just pulled from the PMS?
No, it's like we do some optimization on pricing.
Okay, great. And tailored solutions. So if people can chop and choose what they use with Boom?
Yeah, so we have different modules that sitting on your PMS, because different PMS have different weaknesses, right? We are talking about PMS as a one unity, but in reality, each one of them gives something different. It's not set in stone.
Yeah.
So our job is to make each PMS amazing and to add the stuff that they don't have. So that's the plan.
Yeah. And what would you say would be your unique selling point?
I think if you didn't understand it from the presentation, it will be hard to understand. But the point is take control over your company, right?
Yeah.
So how do I create monitoring? How do I create KPI to my organization? And how with smaller amount of people, I'm doing more in matter of adding AI. Mm. So is the ability to control. That's basically what we give to a company. And take down their cost while being more effective in what they do. So, yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah. For me, you know, I see a lot of, I hear about a lot of AI and whatever, but this is something so complex, really utilizing AI. This is the first time I've seen something so complex with AI, and it's incredible.
Thank you.
And the next question I would normally ask is why use your product? But I suppose there's so many benefits with this one besides all the time saving and besides the understanding your business, like you're looking under a microscope at it, the detail. Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, who is your target audience? How big a property manager or property management company is your target audience? Ideally, one property.
Ideally, at one property in the future, yes. Right now, people that have more than 25 properties, I think it's like where you need to start like thinking in a little bit more scale on stuff, in that ability. So I think that. And up to whatever, because we really like our average customer now will have 150 doors, give and take. But we have companies that have 20 and 30, and they absolutely love the product. So,
And given the time saved and the less staff required, you can take more and more inventory on, and Boom look after it. We'll look after it.
100%. It's giving you the ability to really scale up and to really understand what you're doing. And also, you know, when you're running a business, when you look at the numbers and you understand the numbers, and it's like being in a room with a light on compared to being in the dark, right? So this is the ability that you get, and you're taking smart decisions when you do. It's not a gut feeling. It's like, no. And there is a difference between I know to gut feeling.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have gut feeling. I've done a lot of stuff in my life, gut feeling, but when you have the numbers and you are sure, it's that's the way to run a business.
And where is your target audience? Are you global?
Yeah. Yeah. Right now we have in South Africa, Greece, Portugal, United States, Mexico. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic.
Because we can be in any language. We can be in any currency. So yeah.
Yeah, why not? Of course, it's AI. It can be everywhere. And just to get an idea of cost, is this a per property price per month, that sort of 100%. Thing?
So you have to look at it as two ways. So we have the software. So it depends on the modular solutions that you pick. So the package that you pick, so that's a one cost. And then we have the workforce. So the workforce will be a certain price for each agent. So customer support will be $10 a property. That in reality, you know, the real cost of, so it's a really big money saver.
And in terms of then, you know, you've got the 1 week onboarding and then it's a monthly payment. Does someone have to sign a contract with you?
Yeah, we do. We do a yearly contract. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but it's an investment.
Yeah. It's also to show commitment. I think that, like, in order to implement the product within your company, we want commitment from our side. We are fully committed, but also the team from the other side needs to be committed to take the resources in order to implement the software within the organization. So
I'm going to be cheeky and say it'll probably take 6 months to understand everything that Boom can do. There's so
no,
much.
No, it's much quicker than that. But the thing is also in our company, the implementation team is people that coming from the industry, understanding the need of the property manager. I own Design VR, the company that manages $150 million of properties. So we build the software from the need of a property manager, from the look of a property manager. So understanding the difficulties, I think that's what making us special. And also in the implementation team, we have people that came from Design VR, moved to Boom in order to implement it with companies where when we're talking with a company, we understand their suffering, we understand their pain. So
fixing all the problems.
Yeah, trying. Day by day.
Well, I'm sure everyone has plenty of questions for you, Shahar. So please do pop them in the comments below. We will, I'll get Shahar to follow them up with you. Shahar, we've come to the end. It has been a pleasure learning more about Boom and seeing it in action. Thank you very much for that. And again, if you have any questions, pop them in the comments below. I will leave a link for Boom in the description. Shahar, thank you very much for your time.
Gabby, it was a pleasure talking with you as always. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was good. Thank you very much, Shahar. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you'd like to catch up on ones you've missed, just head to thetechsplainedseries.com. Or if you're short for time, you can head to thetechminis.com, where you'll find extra short interviews. See you next time.